Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, where we are keeping it real because you should always be keeping it real the way you should be keeping it real. I should have been a Muslim rapper. So we're here talking about how I got the Arba'een blues. And whether you knows it or not, everybody who goes to Karbala and comes back, they have the Arba'een blues. You know, I just had the ma'rifah to admit that, you know, I had the Arba'een blues. Most people don't. The first step, brothers and sisters, is to admit that there is a problem. So the post-Arba'een blues is this kind of a spiritual low and this spiritual dip that you get when you come back from Arba'een, because when you're on Arba'een, you have this, you know, really super spirituality that's going on. It's just another level of spirituality. And then when you come back to the temporal world and home that you live in, you kind of have this empty feeling. And so that empty feeling and that kind of a dip, you know, what I just said, is actually known as the post-Arba'een blues. And now the only way to fix the post-Arba'een blues is to go back to Arba'een the next year. That is also something that a lot of the brother or sister scholars out there won't really tell you, but the only way to truly, you know, fix that Arba'een blues is to go back the following year. So, mashallah, Arba'een 2023, 1445 Lunar Hijri, calendar, and 2023 Gregorian calendar. Mashallah, we just saw millions and millions of people, man, woman, child, you know, sick, healthy, old, young, I mean, you name it, just countless millions of people, all of them flocking towards Karbala like these, you know, beautiful swans going towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It was one of the most beautiful sights that you could ever see. I'm sorry. And so, I mean, I'm sure that if you go around asking people, and we used to ask people, and I mean, really nobody has ever seen something like that, Arba'een Great Walk pilgrimage procession type thing. I mean, you know, it was tough. It was tough. That's slang for it was cool. I don't know, the new guys say it. It was tough, you know? Like, we just be like, you know, it was cool, man. You know, it was nice. It was something. The kebabs, man. They had these Iraqi brothers, mashallah. And it wasn't just Iraqi brothers who had mokibs. It was like Pakistanis and, I don't know, people from other places of the world. They all had mokibs. They gave a lot of kebabs. They gave a lot of shawarma. They were like these huge shawarma things, man. It's like the size of a human being. We'll get to it. Hold on. What were we talking about? Yeah, so what we were saying was that humanity has never seen something like this before, right? It is apparently, mashallah, the world's largest annual public gathering. You have to put all the words together so that, you know, it's otherwise, you know, it's not correct or whatever. The world's largest public annual gathering is Karbala Arba'een, mashallah, millions of people. So, you know, they said like 24, 25, 26 million people from all across the world attended Arba'een. I mean, it was just amazing. And so for all of the brothers and sisters who attended Arba'een 2023/1445, this year they will attest, which means witness, kind of. They will witness and attest that if you just kind of stood on the side of the Arba'een walk, excuse me, the Arba'een walk, if you just stood on the side, you know, for like hours, it was just like people just kept on coming and going. And it was like a tennis match. If you've ever been to a tennis match, you know, they go. And so if you stood at the side of the Arba'een walk, you would literally just for hours, you'd just be doing this and just people coming and going. I mean, it was just some of the most beautiful things that you have ever seen. Hopefully the editor will show some video on the side to tell you what I'm talking about. And so it was really interesting because we'd be sitting there with the brothers, you know, and doing this tennis match thing, you know, looking left and right and all these, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, it was like, you know, we know where they're all going. They're going to, you know, Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of the martyrs, Imam Hussain alayhi salam. You know, but it was like, where are all these hundreds and thousands, you know, slash millions of people coming from? You know, I mean, it was just amazing. But anyways, you know, we'd kind of ask some of these people, and they were from all over the world. You name it, I don't know, Philippines, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, a whole bunch of African countries, European countries, Russia.
Slovenia,
Czechoslovakia, I don't know, Georgia. And the Georgia flag is like this white flag with like, you know, four crosses, you know, red crosses, stuff like that. So that was really interesting because it was like all these crosses, which is, you know, the symbol of Jesus, supposedly, in an Arba'in march, you know, Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. But that was awesome. Azerbaijan, United States of America, United Kingdoms. We have a brother who says United Kingdoms. I kind of like that. I don't know, just Spanish-speaking people, Arabic, I don't know, Swahili, Gujarati, Urdu, Arabic, if I haven't said that already. It was really amazing. We kind of digress. But it was just awesome. And there were so many non-Shia people. I mean, anyways, it was not just Shias. It was non-Shias, a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of the Ahla Sunnah brothers came, you know. And you could tell because like they folded their hands either above their stomach, below their stomach, or on their chest, or you know, something like that. And so you could tell like these are brothers from the Ahlul Sunnah, and they came in ode to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And there were so many non-Muslims, you know, there were Christians and like, I don't know, just a whole bunch of non-Muslims as well. It was really a very beautiful thing to see indeed. And so we kind of made sure to let everybody know that this, is the world's largest annual public gathering in the world. We wanted to also let people know that there was a lot of non-Shias and there was a lot of non-Muslims. Why? Because the mass media clowns. Yes, the mass media clowns will make you say, oh, this is just a Shia procession, and it's just something that the Shias are doing from across the world. Man, it's like, no, this is an international gathering for the cause and the stance of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. And so, personally, I even met this really cool Christian monk/priest kind of guy, and, you know, I went up to him, and I was like, yeah, hey, you know me, you know, keeping it real. And then he was like, yes, yes, I know, keeping it real, I keep it real. And I was like, yeah, there you go. I'm just kidding, he didn't say all that. But I did meet this really cool Christian/priest guy, and, you know, I went up to him, and I was like, you know, keeping it real, Islamic Pulse, and he was like, yeah, I know, keeping it real. Yes, I'm keeping it real. And so I'm just kidding, you know. But I did meet this really cool Christian/priest guy. All right, so going towards hopefully, inshallah, halfway through the episode. And, hopefully it's already halfway through the episode. I can't really gauge time anymore, especially after the Gregorian/all the different calendars that there are in the world episodes. But so we went to the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and you know, all the brothers, you know, you go in towards the shrine and they're all like, Hey there, and it's really awesome, mashallah, right? And then after Imam Ali alayhi salam shrine, which is in the holy city of Najaf, we went to the holy city of Karbala, and over there we visited first and foremost Ghazi, which means victor, victorious, winner. He's the man. Ghazi Abbas Alamdar, that means the flag bearer. And we went to his holy shrine and paid our salutations to, you know, the commander in chief. And the brothers were over there, they're all like, what did they say? Labbaik ya Abbas, Labbaik ya Abbas, Labbaik ya Abbas. It's really awesome, And of course, after that, we went to the holy shrine of Sayyid al-Shuhada, that means master of martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And over there, all the brothers are like, Labbaik ya Hussein, Labbaik ya Hussein, Labbaik ya Hussein. It's really like, because, you know, it's like 24-30 million people. And when the brothers start to say stuff like that, you know, it usually means that it's going to get a little bit crowded. Shout out to Sayyid B. And so really, kind of like after you would see all these things, you know, you'd be like, oh, man, these are like these little small gorillas that, you know, are being made for, you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, and they all got their own little, you know, slogans, you know, it's like, Labbaik Ya Ali, and, you know, Labbaik, no, yeah, what was it?
La
Hey there, yo, Abba Fazil, Labeika ya Hussein, Labeika ya Abbas, Labeika ya Mahdi.
Thousands,
man, thousands. And it's just like, subhanAllah. And of course, we saw how the Iraqi hosts, mashallah, they gave absolutely everything that they had for the mission and the martyrdom and the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And I mean, really, it's like, you name it, these brothers, they provided, you know, lodging, food, I don't know, massaging your feet, waxing your shoes, providing like, what are these things called? Washing machines to wash your clothes. And I mean, food beyond imagination, you know, it's like, and it was so strange. It was like, whatever you kind of, you know, wished for, you'd be like, Imam Hussein, I want a sandwich. And I'm telling you the truth, right? Like, I had people with me. I don't eat too much on trips, but these brothers with me, you know, they'd be like, you know, Imam Hussein, I want a kebab sandwich. And like 10 minutes later, some Iraqi guy would come and like hand him a kebab sandwich.
Ice creams.
Milkshakes.
Watermelon.
I don't know, watermelon, juice of
you
like,
name it.
You know, soda, water, man, subhanAllah. What else did these guys give? What did the writer write here? Food, lodging, water, pillows, blankets, medicine, napkins, cell phone chargers. I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on, but you know, it's like, you know. These honorable brothers and sisters from Iraq, may Allah bless them and, you know, help them to fix their country. The only way you can do that is if you kick American boots out of the region. And that's the only way that, you know, you can stabilize your country. These honorable pilgrims, these honorable Iraqis, they did absolutely everything that they could, mashallah, you know, to host the pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah bless them today and always, and inshallah, give more barakah to every single one of them so that they can host the pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salam more often. And of course, there were mokibs, which is the plural of mokib, which means mokib, from all across the world. It was really beautiful to see that in previous years, primarily the Iraqi brothers, you know, they came up with the mokibs, you know, which is kind of like a makeshift tent, but it's, a lot of them are no longer tents. They're like proper buildings with these, you know, chillers, which are air conditioners and you know, blankets and pillows, and it's actually really nice. But this year, we saw that, for example, Pakistanis, Indians, I don't know, Bangladesh, international organizations, Iraqis, Iranians. It was really beautiful. And so we saw all these mokibs from all across the world. May Allah bless every single one of them. And so Arba'een was just such an incredible spiritual high. And that reminds me, to all you dear brothers and sisters out there who are on antidepressant drugs. I'm talking about pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah.
You want me to do that again? I'm talking about pharmaceutical drugs. You need to get off of those antidepressant drugs. And, of course, with medical proper advice, don't forget that. And really go on a trip to Arba'een and visit the land of Karbala and, you know, get rid of all of your antidepressantness and all of your stress and tension and all this stuff, which, you know, results from the materialistic, consumeristic life that we're stuck in, also called the AKA rat race. And come to Karbala and just get rid of all this materialism, consumerism, antidepressant, pharmaceutical, drug industry, you know, psychiatrist and all this stuff, everything in its proper place, proper medical advice. Come and really experience a true spiritual high, a spiritual bliss that you have never, ever experienced before. I'm sorry, I did not know what else to say other than high. I could have used ecstasy, but that causes problems. I could have used buzz, that causes problems. Like, you know, so yes, the world is a messed up place. I could have used exhilarating, thrill, adrenaline inducing, but all of this stuff has negative connotations, you know. It's all thanks to the mass media and Hollywood. Anyways. So I guess it was just such a spiritualness full of spirituality, where you experience great amounts of spirituality. And it's almost like, well, to describe it, you're in sync with the cosmos and you're totally at peace, you know, experiencing this spirituality of incredible spirituality-ness. I mean, you just have to really go to Arba'een to experience it for yourself.
100%.
I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. It is tough. And I'm not talking about the, you know, young crowd, cool, tough. I'm talking about the literal tough. It is tough. You get tired. Your feet, you know, will probably swell. I'm not trying to scare you. You might get like sores on your feet. You will get tired. You got to carry the backpack around. You know, please don't like pack a lot of luggage. It's just a bunch of, it makes life more difficult over there. You might get sick. The cough that, you know, the audience talked about, you might get the cough. But it's okay, don't worry, it's not a big deal. There's more than enough like medical stuff that they can help you out. You will get tired, even though you don't really get hungry, but you might get hungry, you might get thirsty. It is hot, so, you know, but people travel during the night, you know, and it was amazing. I mean, we saw women, we saw children, we saw small kids, we saw babies in strollers. I mean, if a baby in stroller can do it, you know, you can do it.
Even in the day, you have like cold water, a lot.
There's a lot of cold water, and there's a lot of food. Like I said, the guy was there, and he was like, you know, I don't want to do this, like maybe like this. He was like, Imam's hand, give me a kebab sandwich. And like 10 minutes later, he was like, here, halabikum ya zawar, you know, kebab sandwich. So don't be afraid of that kind of stuff. But yes, you know, you will get tired. It is tough. What else do we have here?
To be honest, kebab and shawarma,
it was everywhere, man. And that's like expensive food. So that's what's really interesting to me. You know, it's not like cheap food, even like, you know, because I you know, used to live in the U.S. for a long time, and even over there, like, you know, the halal kebab places, and kebab is expensive, man. Meat, as compared to, like, you know, wheat. But despite all the hardship and despite being so tired and exhausted, it is, if you ask any of these 25-30 million pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they will all agree and they will all say that it is all worth it in order to show our devotion and our love and our admiration, not only for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but for the stances that Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood for. And so what's really beautiful here is we find that 25-30 million individuals from all over the world, they make these little individual small baby sacrifices. And all of these small little individual baby sacrifices, I didn't do it right, they come together and they become this one great social, massive, international sacrifice, all for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Good. That's divine power. That's the divine hand. So coming here now towards the end of the program, of course, we want to kind of, so here coming towards the end of the program, as predicted by the predictability analysis department at Islamic Pulse Studios, the Arba'een procession was once again massively censored and ignored by the mass media clown. And so the question comes up here is, you mass media clowns, you know, you're talking about all this fair reporting, just reporting, news on the hour, you know, I don't know, fair reporting. How can you be talking about all this fake fairness and not say a single word about Arba'een? ? To your integrity as, you know, fair and free news. Shameful. Should be ashamed of yourself. Shame on you. Turn the TV off. So when you pull a stunt like that, where literally you do not report anything or little to none on the world's largest annual public gathering in the world, aka Arbaeen 2023/1445, when you don't do any kind of reporting on that, how do you expect us to believe anything that you say? If you get caught lying once, you know, it's like, you know, don't fool me twice. You shouldn't have fooled me the first time. Shame on you. The only reason that we can think of that you would not report something like Arbaeen is because the values that are being nurtured by Arbaeen and the values that are being taught by Arbaeen and the values that are being spread by Arbaeen and the values that are being promoted by Arbaeen, I should have been a Muslim rapper, and the other stuff that is being promoted by Arbaeen is all against and in opposition to what the mass media is being told to mass mediacize. As simple as that. You got caught red-handed. And all in all, in conclusion, all of the values that are being represented by Arbaeen are divine values, and they are in opposition to all of the satanic values that the mass media clowns are promoting on a global level. And so, of course, when Arbaeen comes and promotes, you know, divine values in order to take humanity out of this rat race that we were talking about and take them towards this utopian society where they truly live free, well, the mass media is going to step in and totally not talk about any of it. Shame on you. Well, Arbaeen was bigger than ever before, and Arbaeen is only going to become more bigger than ever before, and Arbaeen is going to only become more global than ever before. And this 25-30 million people that you saw in the current 2023/1445 year is only going to grow, and all of it is a preparation for the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajum. And despite the censorship of the mass media clowns on a global level, those 25-30 million people that went back home were the representatives of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they are going to talk about and spread and promote and educate and nurture all of those divine values that are represented by Imam Hussein alayhi salam on a global level. So all you satanic forces out there that are trying your best to implement your ancient satanic plan to enslave all of humanity, just go belly up! 'Cause there's nothing you can do about it. And as a last statement, Arbaeen and Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the divine values that His Eminence represents are only going to get more global as we move forward. You, satanic forces, have already lost. You just haven't realized it yet. Hey, we're just keeping it real.
What if I tell you?
Shoot. Are you sure it wasn't recording? The red light is on. Okay. It's okay.
You can see the light.
Yeah, I can see the light, yeah. If it wasn't recording, I'm like, wah, wah, wah. What?
Not again.
All right, that's it. That was it? So, we're trying to keep the episode shorter, you know.
But I don't think you did a good job.
Yeah, I tried, man. I don't know what to do. It's difficult. I keep on, you know, I'm like, just, I don't know. Maybe we just need to do, like, keeping it real, you know, top two. You know? People appreciate the content. Though, I mean, you know, all jokes aside, it's quite serious stuff. You need to have like a, you know, cognizant, aware mind at a different level.
I think it's 18 to 20 minutes episode. I can't.
can't. Shame on me. If there's not another episode, you know what happened. This is like one-minute wisdom type thing. It's like, no. This is keeping it real. This is not even keeping it real. I don't know. What was it? The Beautiful Swans. Shout out Ali B, Hussein Z, Ali R, Maddie MB, and his younger brother, Ali Shah. Yeah, we don't have a lot of friends. Nobody loves us. Yo, man, we just be kicking it. We, people out there thought we just copy-pasted the two things. We did two things, but actually, we just did them twice. Oh, I forgot, like, half of the intro. Okay, sorry. All right.
That was it.
That's it. It's time to go.